Impact of Correlated Seismic and Correlated Newtonian Noise on the Einstein Telescope, by Camille Janssens et al. Correlated noise could impact the search for the gravitational wave background at future Earth-based gravitational wave detectors. Due to the small distance, approximately 400 meters, between the different interferometers of the Einstein Telescope, correlated seismic noise could have a significant effect. To this extent, we study the seismic correlations at the Earth's surface, as well as underground, between seismometers and geophones separated by several hundreds of meters, in the frequency range 0.05 Hz to 50 Hz. Based on these correlated seismic fields, we predict the levels of correlated Newtonian noise, NN. We construct upper limits on the allowed seismic coupling function such that correlated seismic noise does not affect the search for an isotropic gravitational wave background. Assuming a facility located 300 meters below the surface, the impact on the search for a gravitational wave background of correlated NN from Rayleigh waves are found to be problematic up to approximately 5 Hz. The NN from body waves, however, constitutes a serious threat to the search of a gravitational wave background. Correlated NN from body waves could be up to 5 to 7 orders of magnitude above the planned sensitivity at approximately 3 Hz, and it could impede any search for a gravitational wave background below 40 Hz. With a factor 10 of NN reduction via NN cancellation in each interferometer, the effects of the NN on the stochastic search could be eliminated above 30 Hz. This was Impact of Correlated Seismic and Correlated Newtonian Noise on the Einstein Telescope, by Camille Janssens et al.